It's time on WQXR to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning.
Today, the situation has to do with habits.
Every kiss, every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me.
But not the addictive sort. We're talking about the sartorial habit today.
I've seen an amazing amount of nuns on stage on theater this season. And to the point where I started seeing nuns in my sleep, which is something that doesn't normally happen.
So where do we start with all the nuns in the theater world of New York these days?
Well, the big show is probably Sister Act, which is the Broadway musical adapted yet again from a popular movie. People probably remember the Whoopi Goldberg movie where she plays this nightclub singer who goes on the run from her evil boyfriend and has to hide out as a nun. It's been put on stage.
And does it work?
Well, it works in the way that many of these stage adaptations of movies work, in a sort of mechanical, generic way. You know, you feel them going through each beat, and let's find a song for this moment. But it's not inspired. I mean, the music isn't all that transporting.
So it should only run for 2 or 3 years for the tourist crowd, then?
Maybe 5.
And then, for a heartbeat, Kathleen Turner was here, and that show has disappeared. What's the story with that?
Well, A, it was bad. She played this sort of tough-minded nun, the kind of nun that Cherry Jones played in Doubt a few seasons ago. Only this one was even tougher. She swore like a truck driver, and it was a story about rehab and redemption. But as you said, it closed quite quickly after terrible reviews, and so there's one less nun on stage these days.
The show was called High.
Yeah, she was a recovering addict who became a nun and was counseling recovering addicts. And I mean, it was all very formulaic, to be honest.
That was the problem with it. We'd just seen it all before.
Many times.
Then we move on to something called The Divine Sister.
Yes, this is the show that I can really heartily recommend. Charles Bush at his absolute best. He's the drag performer and playwright who's been, you know, doing these great spoofs of old movies for a few decades now. And it's kind of surprising that he finally got around to nun movies because it's perfect material for him.
You'd have thought with it sitting there for so long, he'd have picked it up before now.
Exactly. But he does such a great job with it. It's 90 minutes of basically really funny jokes about every nun movie you've ever seen, and a lot you probably haven't seen.
I'm sure he enjoyed the research. All right, so we've covered Whoopi Goldberg and Kathleen Turner and Charles Bush, and a nun popped up in a slightly unexpected place this year, which is certainly appropriate to talk about here on WQXR, up at the Metropolitan Opera. Did you see Le Conte Henri?
I did indeed, and was not expecting it. I didn't know the opera at all, so was not expecting to be serenaded by yet another stage full of nuns, although in this case they're actually men disguised as nuns carousing at one point, but it's a very funny number. I mean, get a bunch of nuns on stage, and there's inherently something funny about it, I think.
Except in Dialogues of the Carmelites. That would be the one exception.
Absolutely. You don't want to be making fun of that one. That's true.
What's the cause of this confluence of convent occupiers on Broadway and in the theater world this year?
Well, I did start to ponder that. I think it is not a sudden resurgence of Catholic fervor among producers. But I think it probably is something along like nuns are very theatrical in a sense. You know, they wear costumes 24 hours a day. And today, actually, I think they're quite exotic. You don't really see them anymore.
We were talking about that the other day, some of us in the office. The cliche is beginning to disappear.
Exactly. So when you see them on stage, it's sort of like a larger-than-life figure again. So I think that's probably it. It's probably mere coincidence, but who knows?
All right. Around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times on WQXR. We'll talk again in a week.
Thank you, Jeff, and bless you.
You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be